Keratisma daimon. In Secret of the Golden Flower, it is written. Therefore, when the light circulates, the energies of the whole body appear before its throne, as when a holy king has established the capital and has laid down the fundamental rules of order, all the states approach with tribute. Or as when the master is quiet and calm, men servants and maids obey his orders of their own accord, and each does his work. It is reasonable to ask if practicing the method may result in any practical benefits, psychological or physiological. These passages address such questions as, how will this help my ordinary life? Will it make me a better person? The answer is yes on both accounts, and that an ordering of internal forces of the body and being occurs as a result of practicing the backward flowing method. The statement, energies of the whole body, reminds us that in our ordinary state of relative sleep, there is not one coherent force within us, but many divergent and sometimes competing forces. At the same time, this may refer to the various functions of the body, thinking, feeling, moving, or instinctive. Or at a more conventional biological level, it could mean the various organs of the body, or even the individual cells which comprise the organs of that body. Sickness may, in this sense, be regarded as a dysfunction or disobedience of one or more components of the body. At the same time, it may also refer to all the various personalities, inclinations, and multiple eyes of the human psyche. Every individual psyche is subject to fragmentation from all the contradictions presented during ordinary life. This is why we contradict ourselves, say one thing but do another, and in the end find ourselves subject to greater waves of confusion about who we are and what we should do. The fact that our vision, hearing, and other senses are directed outward means our attention is directed outward. Since the world around us is strange and fitful and full of contradictions, our being, mind and body, being entranced by the external world, will come to emulate it. A person in an ordinary state, mesmerized and hypnotized by life, is not an individual, but really a plurality of personalities. The way to being free from this plurality begins with seeing it. It is quite logical that you will never overcome something if you never bother to look at it. The idea is even reflected in Freudian psychoanalysis, where the patient is led by the therapist into seeing past traumas, and this mere act of seeing is believed to help overcome the unconscious effects of the trauma. The idea of the external world appearing as a confused mess of contradictions, like a hydra, is found in many ancient teachings. For instance, in Vedic literature, it's called Maya, the illusion of ordinary physical reality in which our mind becomes entangled. In Zoroastrianism, it's called the druge, or the lie, the idea of the fragmentation of the psyche resulting from interaction with the world is reflected in the Gospels, where Jesus encountered a man possessed by demons in Mark 5:9, and he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." His is the answer that all unawakened people should give. I am not one individual, but a collection of personalities, each vying for control of its own destiny. The intuitive response to seeing that you have an undesirable behavior or facet of personality is to simply try and get rid of that behavior through practice, behavior modification, or sheer will. The problem with going in and trying to manage each little part of the self is that the action will tend to merely create more disparate parts of the self. After all, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. We often find that our efforts to change either have no effect or create new problems. Going in to conquer the demons, you end up getting absorbed by the demons, and in the end, only create more demons. A similar idea is found in an old Irish proverb. If you wrestle with a pig, you get dirty, and the pig has fun. There's no end to the work of trying to solve the problem of multiple eyes in a piecemeal manner such as this. We are like Hercules battling the Hydra. Each head we cut off, two more grow in its place. We need something better than a sword. We need fire. Secret of the Golden Flower teaches it is unnecessary to go in and solve or manage each little problem that arises. All that is needed is quiet and calm, the practice of the backward flowing movement, and all else will align itself accordingly. This is because, after the second awakening, the movement becomes automatic. It sounds so simple that many people simply breeze by this part of it. But the trick is that we don't know how to see, especially not inside. With no special preparation or knowledge, our attempts to look inside will simply fall into imagination, identification with memories, considerations about others, or worries about the future. By learning the practice of the light circulation, that is, the willful interior directing of attention sensation, all these disparate and conflicting aspects of being will begin ordering themselves, bringing a unity, a true individuality, to being. Again, this is one of the great powers indicated in the act of watchfulness. That is why seemingly different visualization techniques will work. Still, it is an inner physiological process, so complex and hidden, that it is ridiculous to think that we could manipulate it at a microcosmic level. It is perhaps only the continued engagement of attention, breath, and stillness that brings the activation. The great American psychologist C. Daly King left us a great parable likening these disparate parts of self, thoughts, feelings, physical movements, to three children, all running wild and boisterously carrying on in the backyard, as unattended children will often do. Eventually disturbed by the ruckus, father comes to the window and looks out on them. He does not shout at them or come outside, because then he'd get pulled into it and become part of the chaos. But rather, he quietly and sternly stands at the window, watching. The children, becoming aware of this, soon settle down and grow much quieter of their own accord. Father is the holy king or master in the text. In us, he is the part that watches. He is the attention that appears in us, and he is the light that illuminates the darkness and chaos. And as you continue your struggle against darkness and chaos, stay true, go against the grain, and keep the dark fire burning.